lovely weekend for the Winter Park Art Festival. And if you're downtown Winter Park and looking at all of the beautiful vendors and all the different art, check out their gardens. They have a beautiful downtown garden, Rose Garden, and down where the water fountain is, and also beautiful container gardens. You'll get some really great ideas.
Yes.
And so I love doing that. Lizzie, thank you so much for being here. You do such a great job.
Thank you. Appreciate you. I appreciate our listeners. Give us a call at 8:30. We're taking your calls at 8:30.
Yeah, that's it. And so we had a great first hour. If you missed it, we had Katie Dubow on, and she is exciting, and she is talking about the superstars for this spring, so you don't want to miss that. But I think right now we have John Denver coming in for spring.
Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I sow. Someone warm them from below till the rain comes tumbling down.
And now it's time for the dirty word of the day on Better Lawns and Gardens with Teresa Watkins.
And the dirty word of the day is a continuance from last week. We had a show on oxalis. Is it a flower? Is it a weed? And the dirty word of the day is dehiscence, D-E-H-I-S-C-E-N-C-E. And it means to explode. Explosive dehiscence is a ballistic form of dispersal that flings seeds or spores far away from the parent plant. This rapid plant movement can achieve limited dispersal without the assistance of animals. A notable example is the sandbox tree, the Hura creptitans, probably a modification of the Carib urari sandbox tree, and creptitans, which is Latin for rattling. The Hura sandbox tree can fling seeds 300 feet away and has been called the boomer plant due to the loud sound it generates when it explodes. Other plants that explode with dehiscence are crepe myrtles. Their seed pods explode. Impatiens, whose explosive dehiscence is triggered by being touched, which is why their other common name is touch me not. And the squirting cucumber uses explosive dehiscence to disperse its seeds, ejecting them from a matured fruit in a mucousy liquid. Explosive dehiscence of sporangia is a characteristic of sphagnum moss. So other plants that explode and send their seeds flying: rhododendron tomentosum, some species of eucalyptus, columbine, milkweed, sundews, gentians, poppy, peonies, phlox, sarracenias, spireas, and Venus flytraps. So the dirty word of the day is dehiscence. And I love this word, and I was fascinated. I had the video of the oxalis exploding on our Facebook page, and you just kind of, just through the wind and by the touch, a little cat or dog walking by will send these seeds exploding in your yard, dehiscence.
It is so crazy, and you really do need to go see that, because after you told me about that, I looked and I saw it on the Facebook page. So every time I ran into somebody new, I'm like, did you know that there are seeds that explode with like 5,000 seeds? I don't know. I was just throwing numbers out there because, you know, short-term memory loss. And they were like, what? And I would show it to them like, that is so cool.
It is very, very, very cool. And so we have a great show coming up for you. We have Kim Haljek. She is from the Experience Memphis Garden Tour. We're going to be talking a little bit about that. And it's something that, you know, gardens, clubs, cities, we could have such a great just kind of a month where we show off our gardens like they do up north. And I just find this fascinating. But it's something that you have to experience to appreciate.
Yes.
And so Kim is going to be coming on and talking to us about that. And then we're also going to be taking your gardening questions at the end of the hour. But it's something you just go ahead and write down. 1-888-455-2967. Just put it in your phone. And then when you have a gardening question, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., on Saturday mornings, you can call in and get some just real life garden coaching and gardening, you know, solutions. And I love doing that. I love answering gardening questions.
Yes, definitely. Just so set your alarm for 8:30. Then that way it'll ding while we're on a commercial break. And then you'll know to pick up the phone and give us a call.
And then that way also, too, you can also text us. Eric is supplying the entertainment this morning here. Eric said that his dad told him that if you shot it, you have to, if you don't, let's see, what is this? If you shoot and it ain't threatening your life, you have to eat it.
Oh, yeah.
So that's, you know, a standard, you know, backwoods and country folk.
That's how I was raised.
Common wisdom. And, you know, it was just, it's important to be very conservative and, you know, conservation and don't kill what you can't use. And it's a good product. If you go to our Facebook page, Better Lawns and Gardens, and if you just like us and we and subscribe, you can get all of the shows. We download them. You can hear them on iHeartRadio or anywhere where you have podcasts. I'm Teresa Watkins. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and we have with us right now a wonderful garden speaker, blogger. She's a TEDx Memphis speaker and founder of Experience Memphis Gardens and the Cooper Young Garden Walk. Good morning, Kim. How are you?
Good morning, Teresa. How are you?
I am great. What's the weather like there right now?
Well, it's 43 degrees, but it's going to go up to 66 today.
Oh, that's lovely weather. That's just wonderful. So, Kim, I wanted to know, and we haven't discussed this before because you've been on before, but what is your passion? Where did it start? You start to develop your passion for gardening?
You know, I have loved gardening since I was a little girl. When I used to go to school in the morning, there was an elderly man who had the most beautiful garden. And when I would walk by his house every day, he would cut me little bouquets to take to school. So I think that was the beginning of it all.
Isn't that nice? That's wonderful. So now you are part of the Cooper Young Garden Club, and they started the Experience Memphis. Tell us what this experience is.
So 9 years ago, we started putting on a garden walk in our local neighborhood, Cooper Young, to raise money and beautify our neighborhood. And then last year, we decided to go citywide. So we're calling it Experience Memphis Gardens. And it is literally 26 days of gardens through about 30 different neighborhoods all throughout Memphis and in Fayette County, which is outside our county, but they asked to participate.
Oh,
and I
wow.
thought, well, why not?
I think that's wonderful. The world would be such a better place, Kim, if every city had, you know, gardens in every yard.
It really would, because gardeners, in my opinion, are the ones who really beautify our city. And if we had more people on each block beautifying their street, can you imagine the cumulative effect for a whole city?
That would be incredible. So now what can visitors expect to see?
Well, there are going to be over 230 gardens throughout the greater Memphis area. They are on Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, starting May 18th and running through June 30th. The times will vary depending on the day. Some neighborhoods, and each day is a different neighborhood. So one neighborhood may have 13 gardens on the tour. Another neighborhood may be just beginning, and they may only have 4 gardens on the tour. But there will be private gardens. There we will have 13 farms. And, Teresa, I don't know if you've ever heard of a canning kitchen before.
Yes, but I've never been to one. I mean, I know canning in your own kitchen, but what is a canning kitchen?
Well, I was told that if you don't want all that mess in your personal kitchen, you build a fancy canning kitchen outside. Keep all the mess outside. So we're going to have some canning kitchens. We're going to have aquaponics. We're going to have a CBD production greenhouse. There will be some community gardens, some school gardens, and even a couple city gardens on the tour.
That is incredible. So now, what... You talk about what you're going to go see, but what else can they do besides visiting gardens? Will there be other events going on?
Yes. So like in the Cooper Young Garden Walk, which is May 18th and 19th, we are actually a 2-day event, and we'll have close to 100 gardens on tour. But we'll also have art vendors, plant sellers. There will be musicians in a few yards. We live in a historic, vibrant business district, so many of the restaurants will offer discounts. And we even have the Backbeat shuttle bus that will be taking people around the neighborhood. It won't drop you off at each garden, but it will take you to each part of the neighborhood.
Okay, so is there tickets that you need to get or
yes.
register for?
Yes, you can buy your tickets at experiencememphisgardens.org, and they are only $26 to see 26 days worth of gardens. So one ticket gets you into everything.
So they can keep going back, like over the weekend, they can do it on different days, or if they're
yes.
going through, they can do it on the way up and then do it on the way back, and their ticket works.
Their ticket works no matter which, yes. But now remember, each day is a different neighborhood. So each neighborhood is only on the tour one day.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay. And so how do the gardens, the owners of these gardens, do they just stand around while people walk through? For somebody who's never been to a garden walk, what is the actual experience? What would they do?
Wonderful, because you're walking with all these other garden lovers. You're going into somebody's yard. You're looking at all their creative ideas. The homeowners will be there to answer questions. It's just there is a couple who are driving, come down every year from Nashville, which is about 3.5 hours away, specifically because one of the homeowners lets them dig out her Jack in the Pulpits every year. And he absolutely loves our garden tour and says it's worth the drive. So that is just such a wonderful testimony for me. And your visitors might be curious to know, but like when they buy their ticket, they can designate one of 10 organizations on the ticket, and we will donate $10 of their ticket to one of these organizations. There are several garden school gardens on there, the Tennessee Federation of Garden Clubs, the Women's Exchange. We have a citywide beautification grant. So not only are they giving back to a worthy cause, but then we also take the money that we earn from the garden walk and we distribute it in beautification grants across the city. So any neighborhood can apply for up to $1,000.
That's wonderful. So what happens when nighttime comes and you visited all the gardens? What would you do at night?
Well, I would be resting because last year I went to see almost every single garden on tour and I was exhausted when it was over. But then you have so many ideas. It's like you want to go in your own outdoor space and start beautifying it.
So you know? But you have food and music. Is there any vendors or events going on?
So not at night. So the latest we go on the Saturdays are 4:00.
Okay.
But now some of the neighborhoods on Sundays will be staying open until 5. But each neighborhood has its own flavor. Some will have food trucks. Some will have some vendors. Others won't. It just, each neighborhood is sort of developing their own style of how they want to do this.
And you're allowed to take photographs?
Yes, you can take photographs, and it's self-guided, There will be maps to tell you where to go. The gardens will also be listed on Facebook. It's just fabulous. And some gardens don't even mind if you bring your dog, but I can't promise you that for all of them.
Oh, that's nice. And so tell the dates again and in the length of time. How many weeks does this go on?
It is 26 days, and it goes from May 18th through June 30th, only on Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays.
That sounds wonderful, Kim. Where can they find out more information?
ExperienceMemphisGardens.org.
That is wonderful. Thank you so much, Kim. I look forward to seeing it. I think I may go this year. We're just going to maybe just drive
We
up.
Would love to have you. Teresa's fight is coming up. So come on up.
That's wonderful. All right, great. We have to have a get together of all the Teresas. All right, Kim, thank you so much. Have a great Experience Memphis event.
You too. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. I just think the world would be a better place if everyone would just go walk through gardens.
100%. And that event sounds so exciting.
Doesn't it? It is exciting. And I think we should do more of that here in Florida.
Yes.
I really would like to see that. And because in the wintertime, we have so many gardens to visit. And so many people have such inspiring gardens that they're just incredible gardeners. And it inspires me. I was at a client this week. They have 2 acres. I felt like I was out in the country, and it was just incredible. And I felt so good afterwards. I wrote him a thank you note and said, thank you for letting me come and visit your yard.
Oh.
And so it just makes you feel so much better.
Oh.
So much stress in the world today.
Yes.
Need to get out in the gardens and just walk through grass and walk through trees. And pull a couple of weeds and you will feel so much better.
Oh, definitely. And then like I said, Kim makes me want to do some more gardening. Yes, I love that.
It's
excellent guest.
And that's what it's all about. You get so much inspiration by seeing what somebody else does. And you go, wow, I never thought to use a plant in that way. And, so when we travel, it's all important about that. I do want to say, since we're talking about travel, I have 2 open spots left on my 50 Shades of Green visit the Emerald Island, Ireland gardens. And we're going to have such a great trip.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to see the Ring of Kerry. We're going to castles. We're going to the oldest garden in Ireland. And then also the tallest waterfall in Ireland. It's going to be an amazing trip. You can go to artinbloomgardentours.com. And get those final 2 seats, and we're just going to have an amazing trip.
Yeah, you get all the prices that you need there, and what is included in the trip
exactly.
On there. So.
And it's so important. So it's July 6th through July 14th, and that's this year. And we have plenty of wonderful things to do, and we have great people going. Garden people are just amazing.
Did you get our digital person, Brooke, that's also assistant producer whenever we need her, did you get her text about after the show about the scratch-offs that we're trying to win money so we can go to Ireland since you have 2 tickets? It's perfect.
It is. And there's an $800 million out there right now, so this weekend. So I would be willing to share it with 800 other people.
Okay.
That's how generous I am. And so, it would all go into gardens. It would.
Yes.
That's where all the money would go. I'm sorry to tell my kids that, but it would all go into gardens. And so that's the Experience Memphis, gardens.org, O-R-G. You can go on there, and it's just a fabulous time. And it's a great stopover if you're going through back up north,
mm-hmm.
For the 6 weeks that are for the 26 days, as she said, that they're open on the weekends, that's going to be a wonderful time.
I love that. I love whenever something's extended like that because of the fact that sometimes it's like, oh, that one weekend, oh, can't do it. So that is a good idea.
Yeah. And so we have the International Flower Festival's going on at Walt Disney World at Epcot this starting up. And I'm looking forward to going and seeing all the beautiful topiaries there. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, if it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. This is a time to get your gardening questions answered. 1-888-455-2967. Or if you would like to text us, 23680. I want to say thank you to Kim Haujek with the ExperienceMemphisGardens.org. And you can find out all the information on ExperienceMemphisGardens.org website. And I will be posting links to it when we upload the show and everything on our Facebook page.
You know, I have 500 things going on right on the other side of the glass.
Right.
I thought you said Mississippi. That's why I was like, I love Mississippi. I swear. Anyway.
I know. It's been that kind of morning. But, you know, I love Mississippi, too.
Yes.
So it's just wonderful. They have great food there. So that is wonderful. 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text me 23680. And we can talk about that. So I have a letter asking a question, gardening question. Sally from Daytona Beach, she says, I have a question about a privacy hedge and foundational plants for the front of the yard. And she cracks me up. I'm just telling you, I laughed. So the first thing she said is, first, I need privacy in the backyard. Our new neighbors removed the tropical garden, so now our backyard reveals his lovely trailer ladders and other unsightly items. What shrub would you recommend in shade or partial sun so we can sing Barbra Streisand the way we were? I love that. That's too funny. So, Sally, you know, in looking at a plant that you would need to be a little bit of a height that could take shade, now you're in Daytona Beach, and I was very happy that you got your soil tested, and they are very alkaline soils. Of course, it's Daytona Beach, so on the coast. They have a pH of 7.26 to 7.45. That's wonderful. Okay, so as long as you know that, you can get some plants. But not all plants do well in alkaline soils. So in the shade, what I would recommend is a podocarpus. Okay, and that will give you the full height of privacy that you will never have to see outside of your yard anymore. So podocarpus would be good. And so she also said, did I mention I have pets? This is one of them, Tucci. And Tucci is just a wonderful golden Labrador. She adores listening to your show, Teresa, especially when you invite her to your talks. So just letting you know, I need pet-friendly plants. Well, the podocarpus will be pet-friendly, so that's wonderful. For the front sunny yard, get sun 4 to 6 hours. What would you suggest to plant in front of a lovely two-story lady built in the 20s? Wow. My thoughts are hibiscus, Chinese dwarf palms, or sweet viburnums. We're here part-time and no irrigation system, so drought-tolerant would help. Well, I will tell you, Sally, that hibiscus needs water. I'm concerned that you don't have an irrigation system. So what I need you to do is anything that you plant from now until you go back up north, I would water 2 times a week, make sure they get plenty of water 2 times a week, and then the rains will kick in while you're gone during the summertime, our rainy season. So you want to make sure they're established before you leave, and that will help if you'll water them extra. And so what I suggested to Sally is that she could plant Ciho Majo and variegated Ciho Majo. And it is a wonderful plant. It will give you the height you need. The leaves are green and cream and a soft mauve red with yellow flowers. And it's in the hibiscus family, the mallow family. It is a remarkable, incredibly beautiful shrub that gets tall. You can plant it in front of a two-story. All right. So thank you so much. Thank you to Tucci for writing. And so I do appreciate it. So let's go to the phone. Jerry in Port St. Lucie. How can I help?
Hi. I had sent an email. I don't know if you got it. I'm back with my Royal Poinciana again.
Yes. Okay.
My husband saw scratches on the bark a while back. I think probably a raccoon or something.
Okay.
But now the bark is starting to split a little and ooze.
Okay.
Is there anything?
Yeah, there's nothing you can do. Don't do anything. Okay. I don't want you to paint it. I don't want you to seal it. I don't want you to spray anything in it. Okay, and I don't even know if those are scratches from an animal. They could be the bark splitting. And sometimes when we get a lot of rainfall or we get extreme temperatures, cold temperatures, the bark will split. All right. So just keep an eye on it. Just water it on a regular basis, unless you get rainfall, and that will be fine. But there's really nothing you can do about it. There's no need to.
Oh.
Okay, don't worry about it.
It won't kill it, will it?
It won't kill it. I promise you. It's going to recover. What I'm concerned about is that, again, when I was doing a consultation this week, they were told to put foam into a wound on a tree, and we do not recommend that. Wounds need to heal naturally. There's no reason to spray anything on them. And so just because you got scratches there, I don't necessarily know if it was an animal, unless you have deer in your area, and I think you live in an HOA, don't you? Oh, is she gone? Oh, sorry there. Okay, so no need to do anything. Let's go to Joe in Oak Hill. Good morning, Joe. Thank you for calling.
Good morning. Thank you. You have a wonderful show. We listen to you every day, every weekend, rather.
Thank you. I appreciate it. You can listen to me every day.
There you go. So we had an issue in the 2022-23 timeframe last year. We had several freezes in this area. And our guava tree took a hit, even though we had it covered pretty well. Mm-hmm. So the question is, I trimmed it down. I took all the dead branches out, and it came back, and it's kind of looking good. But I'm not sure if I trimmed the area that was grafted, or because we haven't seen any blooms or anything this year. Okay. So what do I do?
Okay, so how tall is it?
Oh, it's tall. It's 6. It was 6-7 feet tall.
Okay.
Yes.
Right.
Now it's down to about 4 feet.
Okay. Great, Joe. Hang on. I am going to answer your gardening question after the break. If you'd like to call us, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. If it's Saturday morning, I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm your host, Teresa Watkins, and I would love to hear your gardening question, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. We have Joe from Oak Hill, and he's asking about his guava tree. It used to be good, and it produced, and then it went through some freezes, and now he's wondering what he can do. So, Joe, it used to be 6 foot tall, and now it's 4 foot tall?
Approximately, it was about 6-7 feet tall, and
okay.
Now it's about 4 feet after we trimmed it down. Correct.
Okay, so you trimmed it down. Now, the graft is always at the bottom, okay? So the graft would be, you'll see it kind of like swollen down towards the bottom, and if you cut it below that, it's not going to really damage it, but it's just not necessary. So, okay, so I'm not worried about that. But once it goes through a couple of freezes, that's going to set it back a couple of years. Now, how often are you fertilizing it?
We are fertilizing about every 4 months, maybe.
Okay.
We haven't fertilized this year because I fertilized it after it took a hit. And after I trimmed it down, and we've been fertilizing like every 4 months with cow manure.
Okay, so what I need you to do is I need you to put some minor elements on there. Okay, so something like Southern Ag Essential Minor Elements, which you can get at nurseries, independent centers, or at the box stores. And so you want to fertilize it with some minor elements. Cow manure is great, and it helps, put some organic material in the ground, but it's not exactly everything that the plants need. And so your plant has gone through a lot of stress. So when you're fertilizing, you want to use a complete fertilizer and then also to go ahead and put some minor elements on it. the essential elements like manganese and boron and zinc. It'll have all of that in there. And then when you do that and you fertilize, you know, every 3 to 4 months with your fertilizer, you'll probably get a good harvest. It's still a little early. They should go to flower anytime soon. But because of the freezes, it may just take a couple of years to bounce back.
Okay, great. And then you mentioned it's called Minor Elements.
Minor Elements, Essential Minor Elements, and Southern Ag puts it out. But you can get any kind. There's good products like Azomite, and Minor Elements are very important for plants. It's those little micronutrients that they need in smaller amounts. They don't need as much, but they're still very important.
Great. Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Let me know how you do. You too, Joe. Thank you for calling. Let's go to Bill in Georgetown. Good morning, Bill. How can I help you?
Oh, not so much how you can help me. I called in mainly to give some springtime comments. When I used to call Tom, I'd tell him the stuff that was going on.
Oh, please do.
Well, the first thing is, this is very unusual this year. I've not seen any robins. And every year, the robins would come in at least one day a year and flock and eat the East Palatka holly berries, strip the tree.
Yep.
No robins this year whatsoever. Now, that's a change. But I saw my first firefly last night. I know it's no biggie, but you know what? That's something you look forward to in springtime.
Oh, I do. I think that's incredible.
Chuck Will's Widow this spring.
Oh, my goodness. That is great. Now, do you live, where do you live in Georgetown? Describe the city, because I don't know where it is.
Okay, I'm 7 miles west of Crescent City, which is about 25 miles south of Palatka.
Okay, there you go. I know exactly where you are, yes. Okay,
about a half a mile from the north shore of Lake George.
Okay, wow. And so you saw some fireflies and the bird?
The Chuck Will's Widow, the Florida version of the Whippoorwill?
Yes, yes. Chuck O'Will is what their other name, Chuck O'Will. And it's great. It's a great Irish name for this weekend. That's wonderful. Well, please call in and let me know. Why do you think you didn't get any robins? Or maybe they're just late this year?
No, I'm beginning to think there's something to the global warming thing. I don't really know, but the weather, it's been colder than normal in terms of overall cold, but I didn't even have a frost this winter, and that's unheard. My two mango trees haven't gotten
right.
Touched.
Well, we had an El Nino winter,
that's
so
right.
We had warm, but lots of rain. Have you been getting lots of rain?
Oh, man, I can't even till my garden. It's been we're naturally low here, and I haven't been able to till the garden all winter, although I do have my Cherokee purple tomatoes in big pots, so they're okay, but I haven't been able to till the garden.
Oh, well, hopefully you can get out there soon. Bill, thank you so much for calling back. Please be a regular and call me back and let me know what's going on in your part of the world.
Okay,
thank you. Bye-bye. Let's go to Eileen in Polk City. Good morning, Eileen.
Hi, Teresa. How are you?
I am great. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you.
Well, thank you. Because I am Irish.
There you go, yeah. Eileen, with a name like that. I have lots of cousins, Eileen, with the name.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, I have chickens. I forgot to tell Lizzie. Chickens come from across the street into my yard to eat the sunflower seeds.
Oh, my goodness.
And then when they're done, they go back across the street.
That's funny. They just don't want to get eaten. You know, on Sundays you have a pot of chicken right there, you know, so just let them know they can stay for dinner.
Okay. I bought some bulbs.
Okay.
They're called, I'm not going to say this right, Hollandina Poppy Anemone.
Oh, okay. It's Himalayan Poppies and Anemones.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's it.
Uh-huh.
So what do you think?
I don't think they're going to grow. I don't think they're going to grow. We don't grow poppies here.
It's, say the last name again.
Anemones. A-N-E-M-O-N-E. Anemones.
That's right.
Yeah. They do not do well here.
3 or 10.
Yeah. Where did you get them? At a box store?
No.
Nope.
I got them online.
Oh.
At Brex.
Okay. Check the label, check the packaging, and let me, you know, just look at the labeling. If it's in zone 9, 10, or 11, they will grow here. But if it's in zones 8, 7, 6, 5 in your area, they will not grow.
No, we're in zone 9.
Right. That's what I'm saying. You're in zone 9, but they do not like warm weather.
Okay. Well, then I might as well cancel the order.
Well, just check. Just check. They may have a new variety that will grow here. So check the zones before you buy it. Okay. So just check it, and if it's zones.
Yeah, because it says zones 3 through 10.
Yeah. But it's cold. They're cold weather. They're not.
Okay.
Yeah, they're not for the summertime.
Alrighty, time to cancel the order.
There you go, hon. Thank you, and you can reorder them in the winter. All right, take care. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
I'm not going to reorder them in winter. No.
Okay.
I want something that's going to grow
all year round. So. I agree with you. It's not Himalayan's blue poppies. All right. Good morning, Teresa and Lizzie. This is from Dana. We'd like to invite everyone to the 19th Annual Wildflower and Garden Festival next Saturday. I will be there next Saturday, March 23rd. And I'm doing a talk on natural pest control. And Dana's going to be doing a talk on using fertilizers properly. And there's going to be so many other great speakers in this really historic theater downtown DeLand. It is a wonderful place. So it'll be from 9 to 3 downtown DeLand. There's going to be a lot of great plants, native wildflowers, and products from over 60 vendors. And that's next Saturday, March 23rd. Come out and see me and visit DeLand. And it's a wonderful festival. And if you want to grow wildflowers, this will be the weekend, March 23rd, to come and learn everything you need to know about growing wildflowers. So many great speakers from the University of Florida, Extension, and Dana, and myself. We'll all be out there, and it'll be a lot of fun.
Nice.
So let me go to Rebecca. Rebecca lives in Citrus County in Citrus Springs, and she has plants on her back patio, and she included photographs. Thank you so much. Perfect email, photographs, location, I can help. And so I've not been able to figure out what to do with them. Any recommendations will be welcome, she says. So I'm glad she's emailed me a couple of times, and that's great. I'm your personal, gardener and garden consultant. So her first plant is a Xanadu philodendron, but she has it out in full sun. And so Xanadu philodendrons are technically a shade plant. And so it looked like the pot was really small. So I told her to upsize the pot, put in some good potting soil, cut off the yellow leaves, and then fertilize it with some slow-release fertilizer and with the essential minor elements that I was just talking about, which you can get at Quality Green Specialist and Peterson's Nursery, and then keep it shaded, and it will recover and do just nicely. Rebecca, the other two are crotons. Crotons can take full sun if they have a good root system. So the pot they were in was very shallow, not big enough, and not enough soil for them. So go ahead and upsize the pot, and a 3-gallon pot, fertilize it with, slow release and the minor elements, and it'll be just fine. So thank you for the email. Really do appreciate it. Lizzie, thank you so much for all your help and fun. We love having you.
Oh, thanks for letting me join in, and thank you to our listeners. We have the best listeners ever. So thanks for your calls, your texts, and you guys are the best.
Right. And a big thank you to Katie Dubow with the Garden Media Group, and I'm going to be putting all her superstars on her Facebook page so you can link up to it. Great new roses this year. You want to make sure you jump on that. And then a big thanks to Kim Halyak with the Experience Memphis GardenTours.com and ExperienceMemphisGardens.org, not tours. ExperienceMemphisGardens.org. I got it. There you go. I'll be posting links to everything from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.